The World This Week. Politics.
Jair Bolsonaro, a right-wing former army captain, led the race for Brazil's presidency after a first round of voting. He got 46% of the vote. In the runoff, he will face Fernando Haddad, the nominee of the left-wing Workers' Party, who got 29%. In the congressional election, Mr. Bolsonaro's Social Liberal Party jumped from 8 lower house seats in the outgoing Congress to 52 in the new one, becoming the second largest party.
A judge in California blocked plans by the Trump administration to deport some migrants from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan, who had enjoyed temporary protected status in America. The administration said it had ended TPS for citizens of the four countries because the emergencies that had justified giving them refuge in America had ended.
In Venezuela, Fernando Albán, a councilman whom the regime accused of participating in an attempt to assassinate President Nicolás Maduro by drones, died in the custody of the country's intelligence service. The government said he killed himself by jumping from the 10th floor of the agency's headquarters. Opposition politicians accused the government of murder.
Keiko Fujimori, who leads Popular Force, the largest party in Peru's Congress, was detained by prosecutors investigating undeclared campaign donations. A court recently reversed a pardon granted to her father, Alberto Fujimori, a former president, who was sentenced to 25 years in prison for human rights crimes.
The government of Pakistan turned to the IMF for a loan to help ease a balance of payments crisis. Imran Khan, the prime minister of 2 months, had previously suggested that his government would be able to borrow from friendly countries instead.
India's Me Too movement gathered steam as a number of women accused film executives, actors, and newspaper editors of sexually harassing them. 4 women have complained about the conduct of MJ Akbar, a former journalist who is now a junior minister.
A former president of South Korea, Lee Myung-bak, was sentenced to 15 years in jail for corruption, the second such conviction of a previous head of state this year.
The authorities in Hong Kong refused to renew the work visa of Victor Mallet, a British journalist based in the territory. It gave no reason for the decision, but officials had objected to Mr. Mallet's hosting of a talk at the Foreign Correspondents Club by the leader of a pro-independence party, which has since been banned.
China confirmed that it had arrested the Chinese president of Interpol, Meng Hongwei. Mr. Meng disappeared in late September after returning to Beijing for a visit. China eventually said that he was being investigated for bribery. Interpol was informed that he had resigned as its head.